This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Donald Trump again used the term Kung Flu to describe the coronavirus at a rally in Phoenix Tuesday, even as people have criticized his use of the term. With the Phoenix event, which was organized by Turning Point Action, a group chaired by a Trump ally, Trump spoke out against Democrats and rival Joe Biden, doubling down on his claims that liberals hate U.S. values and history. Earlier, Trump praised what he described as a powerful and comprehensive wall along the nation's southern border, Mexico, Tuesday, highlighting one of the key promises from his successful election campaign 4 years ago to secure the U.S. borders. Trump, who is seeking re-election in November, said on Tuesday as much as 500 miles of border wall would be completed by the end of the year. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus pandemic is still growing, even as countries start to ease lockdowns and other restrictions. WHO Emergencies Chief Dr. Michael Ryan said the epidemic is now peaking or moving towards a peak in a number of large countries. So far, there have been more than 9 million cases worldwide and 474,000 deaths. The United States leads the world in both categories by far. Its top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told a congressional panel Tuesday there will be more testing, not less, even after President Trump asked health officials to slow down testing. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app.